Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hi, my name is Ryan Berger, and I am a seminarian with the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston. This means that I am studying to become a priest. Currently, I live and serve at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church, where I teach classes, serve at Mass, and accompany parishioners in their faith. My spiritual journey involves discerning how God is calling me to serve Him as a spiritual leader, and how I can help connect people with the love that God has for them. I am so excited to join you on this Lenten journey. The theme for our Friday podcasts will be fasting, and today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday, so let's get started. The Church gives us Fridays in Lent as days of abstinence, where we abstain from eating meat. Maybe we've also chosen to fast from other foods, or even skip a meal entirely. This is great, and denying ourselves for the sake of Christ can be incredibly fruitful. However, I want us to go even deeper this Lent. From the reading at today's Mass, Isaiah chapter 58 shows us authentic fasting that is pleasing to the Lord. Verse 7 says, "Is it not sharing your bread with the hungry, bringing the afflicted and the homeless into your house, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own flesh?" I remember one Friday in Lent, driving home after picking up a pizza. Cheese pizza, of course. The same man who sits under the highway overpass was there, like usual. My buddy had the idea of giving him half of our pizza, and I agreed. The man was very grateful, and we said a quick prayer and went on our way. Now, reflecting on this experience gave me a whole new perspective on fasting. I was fasting from my excess food. This man did not even have food to give up. The hunger we feel when we fast can be a powerful way to unite ourselves to the hunger that so many people experience throughout the world, and also to the hunger that Jesus has for justice. As we learn from the Isaiah reading, let us not only fast from food, but try to go the extra step of sharing our food with the hungry, and sharing in their hunger. Today's challenge is to find a way to unite your own hunger to the hunger in the body of Christ. Do this by sharing. You could share your food with the hungry by giving away your own. Or, if you don't have this opportunity, you could also share in someone's hunger. Offer up your prayer and fasting for those who are hungry, remembering that Jesus is truly present in the poor and the suffering. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful Father, you are the source of everything we have. Send us your Holy Spirit to be with us this Lent as we seek to grow closer to you. Help us to always stay close to Jesus and his hunger for each of us to be in communion with you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.